Maseches Tumah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4. The Mishnah continues to discuss the question of how one deals with purchasing, in this case, bread from a source which may have one or more than one supplier. But in the previous Mishnah, we had the Nachtum, the baker, who might have wheat from different suppliers. Here we're buying from a palter. A palter is like a retailer. That is to say, he sells bread, but he obtains those breads from other Nachtom, other bakers, then he sells that bread in the shuk. So it's very possible, in fact, probable, that he has multiple suppliers of bread. The question is, can we assume that when one gets bread from the palter, the retailer, that in fact, can one assume that the bread has a single origin or not? So it's very difficult, before I explain the Mishnah, to extrapolate from here to anything in the modern day or age. This is, of course, a function of how their food supply and their, you know, baking worked. One thing I can say for sure is that the bakers in the time of the Mishnah were baking by hand, and therefore, as will be clear in the Mishnah, a given mold, a given style of bread would indicate, you know, a particular baker because it has his signature style. Each baker does something a little bit different, perhaps. And therefore the Mishnah says, Halokeach min apalter, if one purchases bread from a retailer, ma'asr makol tfus utfus, div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that you have to ma'asr each and every form, each and every mold of bread, and mold is in, you know, shape of bread, on their own. That is to say, if you buy baguettes and you buy challahs, you have to be afraid that the things that look like baguettes came from one baker, and things that look like challahs come from a different baker. And therefore, since one baker may tithe properly and one may not, you can't tithe the one on behalf of the other. Rabbi Yehuda is mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, me'achas al hakol. On a given day, you can buy bread from the retailer, the palter, and it's safe to assume, says Rabbi Yehuda, that all the bread he has in his shop today came from one particular baker. And therefore, either was tithed or wasn't tithed. But either way, all the breads in the palter, the retailer's shop today, have equal tithing status. Now, you'll recall, comparing to the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if you wouldn't be able to tithe today's bread on yesterday's bread, because even the Nachtum were afraid had different sources for the wheat, etc. So, but on a day by day, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can assume that all the bread in the retail shop came from one particular wholesaling farmer. But Moder Bihuda, he does agree, however, that if it's not just a generic retailer, but rather it's Belokech min a monpol, you'll recognize the word monpol here. You're purchasing from someone who has the status of a monpol, like the English word monopoly, from the Greek words mono, meaning one, and polar, polin, meaning sell. Because, you know, you're buying from the Walmart, if you will. Shuma'as from a kol echad ve'echad, that you have to take a tithe separately on each and every type of bread, each and every tfus, every mold, because we know for a fact, as a monpol, that he has multiple palters, multiple distributors, let's call them, that are supplying him with bread. According to the Tiferes Yisrael and others, it seems that the monpol is someone who had rights by, like, say, the government or local authorities to be the one doing all the retail selling. That being the case, since he's aggregating multiple sources, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you can't assume that this is a single source. There must be multiple sources of these breads, and therefore each one needs to be tithed separately. The halacha in this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda.